The Africa Report.
This morning, with EWN correspondent Leanne de Bassompierre, we normally expect to find her somewhere in West Africa. This morning, she is in the Great Lakes region in the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Morning, Leanne. What are you doing in Kigali?
Good morning, John. Very nice to speak to you after such a very long time. Well, I'm in Kigali, as you mentioned, for the National Party's conference and 30th anniversary celebration, the National RPF, the Rwandan Patriotic Front, that, of course, liberated Rwanda and ended the genocide in 1994. And, John, it's been very interesting to be part of this experience that is very dignified, very well-organized. There's a lot of young people that take part. And what was very interesting yesterday in the conference that they held under the theme Liberation and Transformation, Realizing a Dignified and Prosperous Africa, that they really spoke about how can we move a liberation movement into a different era, and especially getting input from many young people that they had attending the conference. So that particularly was very interesting for me as we ourselves head into the ANC conference next week as well. We have the former Tanzanian president, of course, Benjamin Mkapa. He gave the keynote address, of course, the issue of migrants, which the Rwandan president, Paul Kagame, has said that he's offered to take 30,000 migrants from Libya. So that was a key issue that came out as well. But not just bringing the migrants back to Rwanda, but looking for opportunities in all African countries to keep young people within those countries.
Leanne, there's no doubt that Paul Kagame, in his years in power, has significantly advanced the economic development of Rwanda. Its annual GDP is the envy of just about every other African country. But there are many who argue that has been at the expense of civil liberties. He has changed the constitution to allow himself effectively to rule as president until he decides to step down. The most recent elections saw him winning with a couple of votes shy of 100%, which is very, very suspicious. Is there any sign of any silent or not so silent muttering against the RPF's 30 years in power?
Well, John, this is something that really interests me, of course. And when I got here, this is one of the first things I started asking around, asking people, asking other journalists, and not just journalists from Rwanda itself, but for other journalists covering East Africa. And what they say to me is that, you know, there is opposition. It's quickly kind of muzzled, especially anybody talking out against Kagame. But there's also a sense that people genuinely love him. And so, yes, I'd heard that before, but actually seeing and hearing it with my own eyes and ears has been incredibly fascinating. We had an opposition leader who claimed to have been jailed earlier this year. The police still denying that she was jailed. And with her specifically, they say, you know, she's just she's looking for vengeance for the death of her father, who she claims was, the official word was that he was killed in a car accident, but she claims that he was killed by the RPF regime. So there's a lot of, it's starting to come out, to answer your question.
Thank you very much, EWN correspondent Leanne de Bassompierre in Kigali, and I'm sure she'll be